And we have a lot of things that we have to cover this morning. We'll get started with observations on life. Okay. Identity theft is a very important and big problem in our country, and it causes a lot of inconvenience. So financial institutions are trying to combat this the very best they can, and unfortunately, some of their efforts are, I think, almost as problematic and inconvenient as actually getting identity theft. Has this happened to you? Think about this. All right, this has happened to me now on three separate occasions from my bank, who at this point I will not identify. All right, but it's a big bank. Three separate times I have taken off and gone on a trip. All right, gotten in an airplane, flown to a different part of the country, and I'm having a great time. And you've heard me talk about this on the air before. I don't carry a lot of cash on me. I'm not just saying that so those of you who want to rob me go, why, he didn't have any cash on me. I don't. I very rarely carry very much cash with me at all. Is it a fault? Is it a good idea? I don't know. But, I mean, let's face it. In today's society, your debit card can get you just about anything you want, from a drive-through fast food meal to a hotel, rental car, airplane ticket. It doesn't matter what you need. You can use your debit card for almost everything, right? So I don't carry a lot of cash. The first time I was inconvenienced, I was not only out of town, I was out of the country and went to swipe my card, and boom, 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 it had been canceled. Okay, canceled, maybe not a good idea. It had been suspended. So as soon as I was able to make a very expensive phone call back to the States, I got it reactivated. Then on another trip, I'm at a restaurant, and I'm taking friends to dinner. Throw down my card. The waitress comes back. I'm sorry, Mr. Mealy, your card's been declined. Nothing embarrassing about that. Well, the problem of it is I don't carry a variety of debit cards. I carry one. And so, yes, one of my friends had to pick up the tab. Embarrassing? Hugely embarrassing. And then it just recently happened again. Now, the bank that I talked to, they said, well, you see, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to call us and tell us you're traveling. You know, that kind of ticks me off. Why do I have to call a bank that has my money? Why do I have to call them and in essence, ask for permission to go out of town and use my money? I find that to be really aggravating. I don't see any reason for it. It frustrates me. How about this? This is just a suggestion, just a little, you know, a little something, something. If they're going to go through the process, and I understand that it's not a human being that looks at it, sees the report, and flicks a switch and turns my card off, I understand it's a computer program. It's a computer program that says, okay, Mr. Mila lives in Wausau, and there is a charge for tasty adult beverages on the beach in the Bahamas. Chances are he's not the one making that purchase. Let's turn that card off before we, the financial institution, has a huge financial loss here. Because, I mean, let's face it, most banks will cover the loss because of identity theft or fraud up to a certain amount. How about this? How about you send me a text or an email, or you make a phone call and say, Mr. Mila, we're showing that you've made a purchase in Cartagena. Are you in Cartagena? No, I am not. And then they cancel the thing and we get it taken care of. Or, Mr. Mila, we happen to see that you are in Skunk Fart, Alabama for the weekend. Is that you? Yes. Yes, it's me. Well, thank you very much for your time. We won't be shutting off your car. Is that too much to ask? Customer service? They just actually do things the right way instead of, oh, we're just going to turn the car off. I kid you not. One time I was out of gas heading to the airport. Ran my card, it had been declined that morning. I couldn't get gas. I don't think I'm the only one here that has this aggravation. I'm pretty sure there's a few of us out there that are having the same fun. And if that's the case, let's talk to our banks, let's talk to these financial institutions and tell them there's a better way to do this. Let's not keep inconveniencing us and embarrassing us.
Doesn't your card have a security code on the back? Of course it does.
It does. Right? Absolutely.
So, I mean, if you were asked to provide that security code, then they would know that it was you.
Exactly.
They know that you physically had the card.
Yeah.
Doesn't your card have a PIN number?
It does.
So unless someone has the knife to your throat to enter your PIN number,
right,
then wouldn't they also know it was you?
Precisely.
We have ways around this short of just shutting you down.
There is no reason to turn the card off. None. And I'm asking this financial institution and others, would you please review your policies and step up into the 21st century? Please? WSAU, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.